You love your car, and so does CarCheX. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarCheX and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarCheX now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Already, next week, it's Thanksgiving. How did that even happen? How did that even happen? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Croce. I am your chief geek. And it's Thanksgiving. I got to tell you, my daughter is bringing three of my grandchildren, two of which I have never met. Okay? And how pathetic is that? But anyway, three of my grandchildren, Boodle Butt, Baby Boodle, and Petunia. That is not their real names. That is what I call them. But they're going to be here. I'm recording this on Thursday. They're going to be here Monday, and we're having Thanksgiving here at my house. So I went shopping tonight to get Thanksgiving stuff. Well, here's the first thing I had to do. I had to have, I've got my daughter, three grandkids, and a friend of my daughter's who's helping her drive. Her husband's staying back because he can't get off work. So I'm going to have two adults and three children. Now, my house, I have a three-bedroom, two-bath house, and that's all nice, well, and good. But except for one thing, my studio is in this bedroom. There's no bed here. As a matter of fact, the bed that was in here, I gave to ex-wife number three, and she still has it. Okay, the next room over there is where my office is at, and there's no bedroom there. The bed that was in there went with Zach. So I just have one bed in this house, and I've got all these people coming to stay with me. So I went on Amazon.com, and I bought a couple of air mattresses. I have this whole thing figured out. Daughter and baby girl, which would be Petunia, will sleep on one air mattress in here. And then the two boys can sleep on the other air mattress in the living room. And girlfriend can sleep on the sofa in the living room. And I will sleep on my ultra-comfortable new bed. So how's that? You know, you have to plan all these things. And I had to go out today, and I had to buy all this stuff, you know, and I'm talking to Cassie today, my daughter, and she says, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to make for Thanksgiving? She said, I'll cook. I said, I got a great idea. She says, what's that? I said, I'll go to Sam's Club, and I'll get two of those great big uncooked pizzas, and we can put whatever we want on them, and we'll have pizza for Thanksgiving. How's that sound? She didn't like that real well. She said, Dad, it's Thanksgiving. You got to go get a turkey. I said, okay, we'll get a turkey. I thought I'd sold this thing. I really thought I'd sold this thing. You know, I just, you know, leaned into it, said, you know, pizza. You ever watch General Hospital? They always wind up with pizza at the Quartermain house. I figured, why not here? Nope. So I went out today with ex-wife number two, Diane, favorite ex-wife, by the way. And she goes with, we go to Aldi's. And we go to Aldi's, and I like Aldi, I guess. I don't know. It's all generic stuff, or mostly generic stuff. And she immediately bought generic Velveeta. Now, I said, wait a minute. I said, there's a lot of things you can do generically. As a matter of fact, I even bought generic Captain Crunch tonight at Aldi's. But Velveeta is one of those things that you cannot do generic because, number one, nobody knows what's in Velveeta or nobody knows how they make it. So a generic person, a generic company cannot create their version of Velveeta. It isn't going to be right. There's no cheese in Velveeta. I can tell you that. I don't know what's in there. I know it tastes really, really good, but I don't think you can copy that. Yeah, but she bought generic Velveeta, and I bought generic Captain Crunch. It's called Kid Crunch. Haven't tried it yet. A little nervous. But anyway, because I think maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll let you know if I'm right or wrong. I will let you know. But, you know, then I bought green beans, and I bought all this other, I bought rolls. I bought, she wanted me to get box mashed potatoes. And I said, no, we're not going to do box mashed potatoes. I got potatoes. I will mash the potatoes. You got mashed potatoes. You can't get those things out of a box. I'm ordering a couple of pies, which I will pick up next week. And I got, I got a bunch of other stuff. And then I go to get a turkey, and I see a turkey that looked really good. And Diane says, oh, no, you can't get that turkey. You need a big turkey. I said, listen, they're little kids. She goes, yes, and you're going to have three adults and three kids. You need this big turkey. I said, okay. So I get this turkey. I mean, this is a giant turkey. It was hard for me to pick up. I mean, this is just I was tired. Hard picked up turkey up. And it wasn't a generic turkey. It was Butterball. So I guess that's a good turkey. I don't know. But, I brought that home, and on the way, we're, checking out, right? I'm at the checkout thing and doing all of that. And she says, you can make all of these leftovers. I said, this is all going away. I don't do leftovers. She goes, well, Cassie's going to be there. And I said, Cassie's going home on Friday. She goes, what? She goes, oh, you probably shouldn't have got that big of a turkey. I said, well, here's the turkey. She goes, I'll take it all home afterwards. I said, hey, thanks. And she's not even coming for Thanksgiving. She's just going to come over after Thanksgiving and swoop away all the food, which is just great. Anyway, oh, it's a gardening show. I should get back to that, shouldn't I? Yes. But it's the holidays, All of a sudden, it's the holidays. All of a sudden, when you turn on the television, there's all those Christmas commercials. All of a sudden, I walked into Sam's Club the other day to buy. I went to Sam's Club to buy two things, and sure enough, there's Christmas stuff everywhere. I mean, I do all of this. It's just bizarre. And Diane says, you need to put your Christmas tree up for the kids. And I said, oh, man, I don't put the Christmas tree up until like a week before Christmas. She goes, no, you need to put up the Christmas tree. I said, you know what? I'm going to have to think about that. I'm just definitely going to have to think about that. So anyway, here's what I'm excited about. I'm going to have grandkids crawling all over me. The oldest grandkid is Boodlebutt, who is 7. And I have not seen him since he was 4. So I cannot wait to see Boodlebutt. And then there's Baby Boodle, who I've never met. He's like 2.4 or something. I don't know. He's young. And then there's Petunia, who is just a little over a year old. So I'm all excited about seeing these kids and just hanging out with the kids. Ex-wife number 3, who is Cassie's mom, is like telling me, oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. No. I said, all I got to do is let grandkids crawl all over me. That's all I care about. You can't let Cassie. No, you don't understand. Anybody can do anything they want as long as I have grandkids crawling all over me. And we can watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Netflix. I don't care. Grandkids. Go to the park. Grandkids. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do grandkids stuff. That's all I care about doing. I'm taking all of the week off. I'm just going to do stuff with grandkids. Now, they're going to go up and see their great-grandfather on one day. I'm not going for that. But other than that, it's just me and grandkids. Cassie wants to go out and take her girlfriend and go out bebopping. Great. I got grandkids. I love having grandkids. It's just I'm in my happy place. That is right where I want to be, in my happy place. And I went out and looked at the lawn today. By the way, our first big bad cold front is coming through right now, even as we speak. It was raining today. And I looked at the yard. I said, oh, I got to mow the yard before they get here. It'll be the last mowing of the year. I usually let the grass grow a little bit taller, but I want the lawn to look really nice. And especially the backyard, I want it to be nice and short so the grandkids can run all over the backyard. Yeah. See, that's what I'm thinking. Grandkids. Of course, I'm going to edge it. They don't care about that. But the lawn has to have a perfect edge to it. So I'm going to edge the lawn, not the backyard. That's where they'll be running around. That's going to be nice and short. Everything's going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be swell. I have to record next week's show before the grandkids get here because I have to take the studio apart and put it away because I can just imagine a little one-year-old or 13-month-old little girl comes up here and she sees all these buttons. And I know they're going to all, Petunia and Baby Boo, they're all going to want to mess with this stuff. So I got to record the show and put the studio away in my closet in my bedroom up on a high shelf where nobody can see it and get to it. So that's the other thing. So I'm going to be next week's show will be recorded probably this weekend. So you won't know what happened on Thanksgiving next week because I'm not going to record the show on Thanksgiving anyway because I'm going to be with, you know what I'm going to be with all next week? Grandkids. I'm in my happy space. So I hope that I did talk gardening for a minute because I talked about my yard. I slipped that in and I talked about my yard. And another time I'm going to come up and talk to you about these new products that I found and we will chat about that. But the main thing is grandkids. Grandkids. Yeah, they're going to be here all next week and I am in my happy place because I'm going to have grandkids. And then at Christmas time, I'll have the other set of grandkids. Won't have them for as long, but I'll have the other set of grandkids. So definitely, definitely, definitely in my happy place. So if I don't talk to you between now and Thanksgiving, which I won't, y'all have a happy, wonderful family Thanksgiving.
Like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Bought more fertilizer yesterday. Why do I do that? I just saw some fertilizer that I liked. And I don't need any fertilizer, but it looked cool. And I bought it. And I'm you know what I'm gonna do? There's this nice lady that lives across the street, her and her husband. And they're struggling. Now, my buddy used to live in that house. He sold it to them. He sold it to them cheap too. And it's a nice house. Can't believe how cheap he said. Yeah. Anyway, they're struggling because my buddy who used to live in the house has a bunch of really nice, he's got crotons, he's got all kinds of variegated pittosporum and all this stuff, and they're just not popping. They're not looking good. And I bought this, believe it or not, citrus fertilizer. I bought 40 pounds of it. Why did I do that? I just did. I bought 40 pounds of it, and this weekend, I'm going to go over there, and I already talked to them today. I talked to the nice people, and I said, hey, listen, I said, I got this fertilizer. It's just been laying around. It'd been laying around for about 5 minutes after I unloaded it and threw it in my garage. But I said, I don't need it. I said, how about if I come over and help you? We'll fertilize all your shrubs in the front yard and in the backyard. And they said, really? I said, yeah. I said, we got any left? We'll throw it on your front yard. What do you think about that? She goes, you do that? I said, yeah. She goes, I'll bake you cookies. I said, all right. That sounds like a deal to me. So that's what I'm doing. But I really wanted to read the fertilizer label, and I was in a hurry, and I saw it. Why do I do these things? And I started looking at the fertilizer label, and it looked interesting. It got a nice micronutrient, you know. And I just said, you know what? I got to go. And I said, I'm going to find a use for this. And I grabbed it, threw it in the cart, and off I went. And I bought it at Ace Hardware in Dunedin. Took it home, threw it in the garage, and I said, you idiot. You know, why did you do that? But I did it to be nice to my neighbors. And the last time I was nice to my neighbors, she made me cupcakes. Well, now she's going to make me cookies. So this is good. I think it's her husband who actually makes the baking. I don't think she bakes. I think he does. But she brings it over. This is good. This is good. I'm looking forward to trying this. Now, today, as I record this on Thursday, the week before Thanksgiving, a cold front has come in. Today, it rained all day today. It just rained all day today. And now it's 9:43 in the evening on Thursday evening, the 15th of November. And I walked out in my backyard just a few minutes ago, and I got my shorts on. I was wearing shorts today. It's cold. I don't know what the temperature is out there, but it is cold. I said, whoa. And by the way, cold for us in Florida here, it's probably 60s. It's probably like 61, 62 degrees out there. But, you know, I'm a tender boy from the land of the palm trees. I was talking to a friend of mine in New Jersey, and he said it is so cold he cannot stand it up there. And he's a real heavy gardener, man. He, like, loves to garden. And he says it's supposed to snow, and everything's going to get covered up. And he said, you know, and he asked me, he said, listen, he said, I haven't mowed my yard. Should I get my yard mowed before the snow comes? I said, no. He said, what about trimming everything? I said, no.
I said, the longer you leave stuff as we go into winter, the better it is because it works as an insulator. Your grass will be healthier. Your shrubs will be healthier. Your ground covers, he's got pits for junipers. They will all be happier. And he likes to trim his junipers. He just likes to trim those back. He likes to shape them. But I said, nope, don't do anything. I said, let them sit there until spring. I said, when the spring comes and they start growing, then you can go out there and prune. I said, or maybe you can prune a little bit before they start growing, if you like. Get rid of all the dead stuff that's on there. Just, you know, do that. But right now, leave it alone. Just leave it alone. And he said, okay. I knew I was in for a lot of gardening questions from him. He said he brought in all of his houseplants that he had out on his back porch. And he says, they're not doing well. I said, you got the heat on? He goes, yeah, I got the heat on. It's 33 degrees outside. I said, okay. I said, make sure you're misting them. I said, do not overwater them, but mist them. Take a little misting bottle. And I said, every time you walk by there, mist them. He goes, well, I'm not home during the day. I said, your wife's home during the day? Yeah. I said, have her mist them. She'll do that. I said, okay, that's good. When you come home at night, mist them. And that's going to be good. I said, did you put them by a lot of light? He goes, no, I just put them in. I said, well, they're used to a lot of light on your back porch. I said, you need to put them near windows to where they're getting a lot of light, because right now the days are shorter, it's cloudy, there's just not light. You just need to put them where there's a bunch of light and mist them. He said, all right, he's going to do that too. So he's like all set and ready to go for the winter. And he says, I just get so bummed out that I can't grow stuff during the winter. I said, you can grow a lot of stuff during the winter. He said, what can I grow during the winter? I said, you can grow herbs. I said, I got a friend in Michigan. All winter long, he has a little Grolux light thing in his house. He grows herbs, and his wife cooks with them, and he has herbs going all the time through the winter. He plants them from seed. He's got it in his kitchen. They grow right there. The light's on it. They just take off. I said, you know, it's wonderful. I said, I used to have one of those in my house before I had cats. I said, I can't have one of those in my house when I have cats. I said, but I would be doing that myself. I'd be growing herbs and all kinds of stuff in my, you know, in my indoor growing system. And he said, well, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to go get me one of those. I said, go get you one. And it'll be nice. It'll be wonderful. So I know it's winter time, or it's still technically fall. Winter has not officially started yet, but it's cold and it's miserable. And yeah, you want to grow stuff. That's why I can't live up north, folks. Besides that, I can't take the cold, and I like Florida, and I like the beaches, and I like sun, and I like all of that stuff. I couldn't grow stuff. You know, I'd be growing stuff in the house. That's all I'd be doing, is I would have my whole house would become a greenhouse. I would probably have a giant electric bill from all of the grow lights that I would have all over my house, and the cops would think I was growing marijuana, and they would be knocking on my door. I can just tell you right now, and I don't grow marijuana ever, so I won't do that. I just grow, you know. So anyhow, my daughter's coming next week to spend the week with me, bringing her kids, and she said, Dad, did you grow me some tomatoes this year? I said, no, hon, I didn't grow you tomatoes, because, you know, when she lived here, I used to grow her tomatoes all the time. She loved my tomatoes. So she was a little disappointed. I said, well, I didn't know you were coming until last week. You know, I can't go out and grow tomatoes between now and then. So anyhow, she said, well, would you teach me how to do this when you come? I said, yes. We will set up an earth box out in the back lanai, and I will show you how to do it. And in the spring, where you live in Kansas, you can set up. I said, I might even send the earth box home. If they have room in their car, I'm going to send an earth box with all the soil. I got really good soil. I'll send everything back with her. And in the springtime, she can take that out and set it up. I don't think it'll fit in the car. So that probably isn't going to work. So I'll probably have to ship it to her and explain to her how to get the soil. But, I'm going to teach her. I'm going to show her all the formulas I use, everything I do to grow delicious tomatoes, which I don't eat, but I will show her how to do it so she can take that home. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to cooking a turkey and all. You know, I made the best Thanksgiving turkey that I've ever eaten years ago, years and years ago, I think around 2005. And I did it on my grill outside, my Weber charcoal grill. Did a 22-pound turkey in that thing, and it was the best one I ever had. Oh, well. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I truly have such a great time answering emails. I really do. And I like to write emails, too. But I love reading the emails. Hi, everybody. Michael Crows here, Ask the Garden Geek. And I was teaching my son, my 23-year-old son, Zach. I'm still edumacating him. I'm teaching him about life. And I taught him the way I learned how to write letters. And, you know, he's an entitled millennial. They didn't teach him in school how to write letters. And he said, well, how did you learn how to write letters? I said, my sister, the late Aunt Judy, taught me how to write letters. And he goes, well, how do you write letters? I said, I'm going to write you a letter. I said, the opening that you're going to see in the letter is what Aunt Judy taught me how to do. So I type him an email, and it says, Dear Zach, how are you? Fine, I hope. I don't know why my sister always did that on letters that she wrote. You know, back before there was email and stuff. So I've always done that. I don't know why I've always done that. Even now, if I have a long text I have to send to Zach, I'll say, Dear Zach, how are you? Fine, I hope. Anyway, and then he laughs. You know, he giggles over that. So that's just our little giggle thing. But anyway, we got a bunch of emails this week. I don't know why. Heavy week on emails. Just a heavy, heavy, heavy week on emails. And questions that I should not know the answer to because I live in Florida. But I am getting emails from a guy in Illinois. He said, I just moved here from Arizona. I got my lawnmower. I'm not using it now. What do I need to do? Should I drain the gas tank? Should I do all my power equipment? What should I do with it? I got, you know, it's in the garage. What should I do with it? And I said, you should start it up every day and wish that you were back in Arizona. No. What do you do if you're up north and you've got all this power equipment and you have the gas, and you know you're not going to use the gas thing for a long time? I have actually done that in the past. In the wintertime, I traditionally, even now I'm going to mow my yard this weekend. It's going to be the last mow of the year. Okay, I'm the last mow of the year, and the only reason I'm doing that is because I have family coming next week for Thanksgiving. But I'm going to mow it. And then when I'm done mowing it, even though I live in Florida, I'm going to drain all of the gas out of it. And it's just a discipline thing that I do. I will drain in any power equipment that I have that is gas, and the only power equipment I have that is gas is the lawnmower, and next year it will be an electric lawnmower. But anyway, this year still got the Murray mower, and I'm going to drain all of the gas out of it. Now, here's what I've done in the past. I've also drained the oil out of it in the past, and then I stopped doing that because when I did that, I drained all the oil. I said, well, before I started back up again, I'm going to put new oil in it. And I literally spent the winter, I have no idea, thinking about that oil not being in that tank and putting new gas in there and starting it up and not having any oil in it. It just stayed in my mind. It just stayed. So I stopped doing it. I don't do that. But, you know, in the spring, I drop the oil out of it and change the oil anyway. That I just naturally do. But if there was no oil in there, for some reason, it would just bother the you-know-what out of me. It just really would. So, you can do that if you want. I also, as that's done, I pull the air filter out. And I either clean it or replace it. And usually I've got one laying around. I will replace the air filter for the winter when that is all done. And here's the other thing I have done in the past, but I'm not going to do that this year either. I generally replace the spark plug after the last mowing of the year. I don't know why. Not going to do that this year because I don't have another spark plug to put in there. I'll have to go buy one, and I'm just not going to do that because we're moving into the holidays now, and I'm just too busy to think about going and finding the right spark plug and all of that. I'll do that in the spring. After the holidays are done and I have time, I will do that in the spring. But that is all that I'm going to do, is do all that. All my electric stuff, I have an electric edger. I've got the electric line trimmer. I've got the electric hedge trimmer and the electric chainsaw.
They're all just hanging on the wall in the garage, just sitting there collecting dust at this stage of the game, and that's where they will be. Now, my plan, my absolute plan in the spring is to buy a battery-operated electric lawnmower. And I've got the one I want is the eGrow. But I've been told by many people that there's going to be a whole bunch of new stuff coming out next year. I've yet to see any information about any new stuff coming out next year, but I've been told that there's new stuff coming out and that I should wait for that, and that in December I'll start getting the information on that, which it's not December, it's November. Haven't gotten anything yet. So the plan is to buy an electric lawnmower for next season. And unless I see something that totally dazzles me, I'm getting the eGrow electric lawnmower. I've played with about four eGrow electric lawnmowers that I've seen people using. And I have a friend who bought one, and I've been over and played with his. It's just really nice. So that's what I'm planning on getting in the spring to do the first mow of the year. I'll have this Murray mower sitting here as a backup. I guess I'll keep it as a backup for a while. I would hope that I would not need a backup, and I don't like to clutter. I don't like stuff. I've got one spot in my garage where I keep the lawnmower. Well, I don't have two spots to keep a lawnmower. I got one spot, but I might keep it for a little while just to make sure that, everything's all right with the eGrow. But then that's going to go. I'm going to put it out, and put a $20 sale thing on it. Yours for $20 and sell the thing. Just make it go away. It's been a wonderful mower. I've had it now for 2 years. I can walk out there right now and I can pull it first time, and it's going to start on the first pull. And it's a push mower. It's not self-propelled. And I got it specifically so I would push it because I needed the exercise. And it is so lightweight. It goes over the yard very easy. It's been a very, very, I'm an old Toro guy. I've always had Toros. And then a couple years ago, money was tight. I got this Murray mower, and it has been a wonderful mower. I'm just so surprised by it. But it is going to be replaced with an electric, and the eGrow that I'm going to get is self-propelled. I'm getting old, okay? Leave me alone. I'm so looking forward to going electric next year with that. But that's how you do it. You take all of your, as you get ready for winter, you take everything and you put it away. Make sure you're putting it away, And I'm a big one on draining the gas. Now, people say in the spring that you put this other stuff in the tank with the gas to, run it through the thing. Let me tell you what, I don't do that. What I do is I drain the gas and I start the mower up. I take it out after the gas is totally drained out. I reconnect everything, do all of that. I go out in the driveway, and I start it up, and I let it run till it runs out of gas. And I've been told not to do that, but I've always done that. My father always did that. So maybe it's wrong, but my dad always did it. So if my dad always did it, I'm doing it. I always do these things my dad taught me how to do. I learned how to shave from my dad. I shaved the way my dad shaved. Learned how to do that stuff. Boom. Always done that. That's what I'm going to do. I'll just run it till it runs out of gas. And I've had mechanics come on the radio show and say, oh, you can't do that because you're doing this. Yeah, no, it's what I do. And I never have to put any of that stuff in the thing. I always just pour gas in there, punch the little thing, to prime it, and starts right up. Always does. I've never had that. And you see, I have timed myself on the gas that I store at the house. I have one little gas can. By the way, I could go off on gas cans, which is another reason I'm going electric. Have you bought a gas can lately? You got to do all this stuff to pour the gas. I can't figure out what to do. So you know what I did? I got rid of that gas can, and I found an old one at a yard sale that you don't have to, it just pours the gas in. You don't have to push this little thing and do this little thing. It just pours gas. It's an old one, but I bought it. But I have timed my gas to where I am like almost out of gas. I got enough gas, hopefully, to mow my yard on Saturday, and then I'm done with gas. I'm not storing gas over the winter. So that takes a little bit of timing, and you have to be anal retentive like I am in order to do that. And I'm only anal retentive about my yard and my lawnmower and my edger and my line trimmer and all my yard equipment and my bed. I'm very anal retentive about my bed. I have this wonderful mattress now that I'm totally in love with. I'm also anal retentive about my microphone. I used an Electro Voice E20 for years. For 30 years, I used it and it died. And I got this microphone, and I was very suspect of this microphone. This is a Rode Procaster microphone. Not an inexpensive microphone. It's an expensive microphone. Very worried, but now I love it. Now I'm wondering why I spent all those years with the old microphone. I guess I need to calm down a little bit. That's what I need. I'm waiting for spring now because, you know, I'm already, it's November, and I'm already planning all the stuff I'm going to do in the spring. And I got big plans. I hope you have big plans, too. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos, michael.kroos@gmail.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I have a question for you. How long are eggs good for? Man, I got eggs in my refrigerator that are about 3 weeks old. And I baked a cake. It's in the oven right now. By the way, this segment is 8 minutes and 10 seconds long. The cake has to come out of the oven in 9 minutes from like right now. So we're timing this kind of interesting. But I'm worried about the eggs. Hi, everyone. Michael Gross here, Ask the Garden Geek.
Hi.
I usually, you know, eat eggs a lot fast. A dozen eggs usually last me less than a week because I'm an egg kind of guy. But I just sort of stopped eating eggs. I don't know why. I went to bake this cake tonight, and I reached in and grabbed the eggs. And after I mixed everything up, I said, when did I buy these eggs? And according to the box, they don't expire until, I think, next week. But I usually don't keep eggs that long. And I made a yellow cake. It'll be yellow cake with chocolate frosting. And I don't know. You know, I just don't know if it's going to be all right. I'm very nervous about this. Do I want to eat this cake with three-week-old eggs? I should look it up on the internet. I will do that later. I apologize. I just, you know. Man. What can I say? What can I say? So I'm recording this on Thursday, the week before Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, I'm going to a seminar tomorrow, and it's an all-day seminar on plant propagation. And some bigwig from Jamaica is coming up to teach plant propagation, and I paid a bundle of money to go to this thing. I could buy a television set. You want to know the truth? I could buy a television set for what I paid to go to this seminar for 7 hours tomorrow. But I hope to learn a lot, and I'll tell you what, growers from all across the country have flown down here to go to this seminar. There's going to be 300 people at this seminar, all that paid, you know, we all could have new TVs. So I hope that this seminar is good, and I hope I will have information that I can share and go with you. But I, you know, heard about this thing about 3 months ago, looked at it, and I said, how much to go? Oh, man, that's like a 56-inch TV, 4K TV to go to this thing. And I sat there and I said, well, you know, I don't have a 4K TV. I got a 1080p TV, but it's fine. It's just absolutely fine. So I spent the money and bought the tickets and the ticket for myself. And I'm off there to go to this thing tomorrow where I will spend 8 hours just about, you know, learning new and interesting techniques for plant propagation, and I will have to endure my 1080p high-definition television instead of getting a 4K television so that I can learn how to, you know, do more plant stuff. My life is so stressful, I got to tell you. My life is, and then I find out that my kids are, you know, my daughter's bringing three of my grandkids, and I should be preparing for that on Saturday, or on Friday, but nope. I'm going over there and hang out, and if I find out that I should have bought the TV, I'm going to be very disappointed.
But then I've got to come home and I got to do all this stuff to get ready for family coming. I got blow up mattresses coming from Amazon. They're supposed to arrive on Saturday. What if they're late? Man, what if they're late? What am I going to do? Man, I don't know. I just got to stop this. All right, going back to the emails that I got this week, which have been fun and interesting and wonderful. I got an email that they are basically asking me, do I like live Christmas trees or not? And the answer to that question, I'm going to be totally and completely honest with you. I prefer to have a live tree. And when I had kids, I had a live tree. And when the kids were growing up, I mean, that was just one of the family things that we did. You know, we went out to buy the live tree. It's something that I remember from my parents. Every year, my dad had a bottled gas company in Michigan, in Battle Creek, Michigan, Chuck's Bottled Gas. And he would set up these space heaters, these really cool propane gas heaters that he actually designed and built. And the Boy Scouts every year in Battle Creek would have a big Christmas tree lot. And my dad would go up there and he would supply all the propane, and it used a lot of propane, but it heated the whole area where the Boy Scouts would wait to, you know, to do everything. And it was just a nice service. And for doing that, he got his pick of the Christmas trees every year. So we would go up as a family right when the place opened, pick out the Christmas tree that we wanted, put it aside, and we got a free Christmas tree. Well, it wasn't free because even back then, you know, and this is in the 60s, in the, you know, early 60s, my dad would probably spend $100 heating up this area or more, which was a lot of money in like 1962, but he would do that. So we always did live trees. Now, as the kids grew up and all of that, I think when the kids were in their teenage years, and Zach was young still, I just made the decision, you know, live trees. Last time I bought a live tree, I paid $195 for it. Beautiful tree, but it's like $195 for a tree that I'm going to take outside and throw out. And I just decided, you know what, I'm going to buy an artificial tree. So I did. I went out and I spent about $250 on an artificial tree. But I said, you know, we'll have this tree forever. Won't that be nice? So that's what we did. We bought a really nice artificial tree, and that was the tree. And then that marriage ended. I moved over to this house, and what did I do? First Christmas, I went out, and I bought a really nice artificial tree. My daughter Cassie was living with me at the time, and Zach was here like half the time. Then Zach then moved in and stayed. But I bought an artificial tree, left the other tree over with the other Mrs. Krause. And, you know, she kept that. And I had that tree. And it was a very, I forget what I paid for it, but it was a good tree. I had that tree until 5 years ago when I got sick in December. This December 1st will be 5 years when I got really sick and I was in the hospital for 2 months. I was away for 2 months, almost dying and miraculously coming back. But while I was in the hospital under massive sedation, the last Mrs. Krause come in and said, I'm going to take your Christmas tree because I threw the other Christmas tree out. I'm going to take your Christmas tree. So I have it. I said, okay, I don't know what I said. She took it. Now that's her Christmas tree. So a couple of years ago, I bought a little tiny artificial Christmas tree. And Zach and I have been using the little tiny artificial Christmas tree ever since. But I just got this inkling to go out and get a live tree this year. Not a big one, but I just love the smell. I love the texture. It just seems to mean so much to have a live tree. Just my thoughts. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.